Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. What up, what up, what up? What up, everybody?
What up, everybody?
It is Big Red and Brother B. It's another edition of The Menu. What up, y'all? What up,
yes.
Big Red?
Well, listen, I was sitting there looking on Facebook and going, like, the messenger part. It's like they're doing too much. Like, Facebook and Instagram is doing, like, way too much now. Like, with everything.
So
like,
what are they doing?
Just too much. Like, it's too much access to stuff, too much stuff to do. Now you can go live on Instagram. You can go live on Instagram. It's like it's too much. It's like I don't need people to know that much, have that much access to me.
Oh, well, there's some people who don't have lives, and they just want everybody to know what. Well, there's some people that don't have lives, so they want to give off the notion that they are doing something.
Yeah, the notion.
You know what I'm
exactly.
Saying?
Exactly,
so they
and that's what I think.
They want to make it seem like they're part of something big.
Right.
They're doing
and,
big
and,
thing.
And that's what the problem is now with everybody, because once again, stop fronting. Like people, you got people that know you on here. Unless you a person that nobody know, okay, I can see you doing all that fronting. But if somebody, if you got people that know you and know how you live or know what kind of person, like, come on, stop it. I don't need to know every 5 minutes that you on live. I don't need to hear about this and the that and the that. You know, come on. It's like enough is enough now. Like, they're doing way too much on here. I don't
well, you know
that.
What the thing is? But the thing is this. It's okay to be fake now.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to be fake, and it's okay to front. So that's why everybody's doing it. And they're in social media. And opening up all these avenues for you to just be whoever you want to be for the day,
mm-hmm.
the week, the month, the year. And it's sad because
yeah,
people
is.
Have no identity of who they are.
Not
they're
at
not
all.
Trying to be, they're not striving to be anything else other than what they think they want to be, or which is probably a carbon copy of someone else.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, so I just find it very interesting. Yeah, it is. I mean, what's going on with you though? How's everything?
That's crazy. It just doesn't. It just like it annoys me because it's like you know Facebook. Oh, you know they all have man, happy Christmas and a good morning, Keisha. You know, this, I don't need to know all of that.
Well, see, that goes to show you. Really, yeah, they're too much into your personal life.
Right. Like,
and we give over these rights to people. And
it doesn't make no sense.
Social media to do these things.
Right.
So that's something that we need to stop. And they're trying to personalize everything and make you feel more comfortable with doing what you're doing.
Right. That's basically what it seems like they're doing. Like something came up on my Facebook, so my we see recently somebody liked your post, and you can control who likes and who doesn't. It's like, my goodness, why would, like, come on now, like, y'all really doing a whole lot. I don't care who comment, who don't like, who like. I don't care about that. That's no big deal to me. I don't care.
But sadly enough, there are people that do. So there's probably some type of cry to be like, oh, I don't want, it's petty. I don't want this person liking my post. I don't
mm-hmm.
want that person knowing my post. This, that, and the third. And it's like, really? So if you don't want people to like anything, don't put it up.
Exactly.
You know
if you
don't
want somebody to comment, don't put it up.
Hey, that's, yeah. Yeah. But, you know, oh, well, it's my freedom to say whatever I want to say. It's a free country and all this and that. Like, listen, this country ain't as free as you think.
Yeah, but I think it's too. Oh, yeah, it's free for you to say something, but then that person could say the same thing. Well, it's my right to say comment if that's what I want to do. And it, you know, you can't front. It is. If that person wants to comment on your post or comment on something that you say, they have a right to do it. Just like you have a right to put it up there. Now, what you do after that, you know, is on you.
Well,
that's ridiculous.
Once again, some people don't get it. That's why it's called social media.
I don't even think they get that. I don't even think
like,
they get that it's called social media. I don't think they even get that.
No, they don't. They don't, because you have to realize, remember, whatever you post, someone will always and can always see.
Right.
So you've got to be careful what you post. And somewhere along the line, someone can use it against you. Whether you know what I'm saying, whether you believe it or not, someone will try to use what you post against you. And even though
right.
it may be your opinion at the time or how you were feeling, you put it out there on social media. So somebody's going to interpret it one way or another.
Right, right.
You know?
It's ridiculous. It just doesn't make any sense.
Nah, it doesn't. Yeah, it's not really supposed to. But,
said it's not supposed to.
You know.
Shouldn't it make sense somewhat? My goodness.
Nah, it shouldn't make sense.
It's not supposed to.
Why should it make sense? You know what I'm saying? Listen. There's a lot of people out here that want to be pacified. There's a lot of people out here that want to be sold a dream. There's a lot of people out here who want to be told what to do and how to do it. So, and then there's even fewer people who want to go against the grain and do what they need to do for them. So with that being said, when you have the majority being literally the walking dead,
mm-hmm.
what are you supposed to do? There's only a few of you, and the dead. Then you got to worry about the walking dead, and then you got the people that want to take from the living.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, they want to feed off of you. Like I said, it's really turned into like a Negan type society.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Definitely. Oh my God. Yes.
But it's but this is what it's always been. But that's what it's always been. Like I'm a dictator. You're going to do this, and if you don't do this, this is what's going to happen to you.
Right. Right.
That's how it's always been.
Mm.
So, I like to say art is a reflection of life.
Yep.
I mean, listen. That show clearly reflects a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Of how, you know what I'm saying, we're living nowadays and what's going on with so-called humanity. Like, I was telling my lady the other day,
mm-hmm.
I find it interesting how people who are so much into the Bible, like talk about the Bible, this, that, and the third, and da 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 da, but yet they're quick to do things that are ungodly. And I'm like, well,
mm-hmm.
how could you say you love the Lord, but at the same time, you're kind of speaking with a forked tongue? Because if you turn around and you're a racist, but then you go to church like that, then you're
right.
not, you know, like you're not embracing our purpose of being here, like you're not being that
so-called
human,
godly
that
person,
loving
yeah,
person.
That human,
yeah.
yeah,
exactly. You're supposed to be. So, you know,
right.
what's up with that? How do you justify that?
You can't, yep. I say you can't.
Some people will try. Some people will try, but you really can't because they'll try to do like the Jedi mind trick. Oh, well, it's not the same. What do you mean it's not the same? Like,
yeah.
what do you mean it's not the same? Like, you're not
exactly.
supposed to, like, you're supposed to love that brother and all this and that. So why are you out there killing him?
Right, absolutely. Like
for
I
no
said,
reason.
They'll say it's in the name of oh, it's in the Bible. Let me show you what part.
Well, when did God
go to
war?
Let me show you what part it is.
Yeah, well, when did God go to war? When did God actually say, oh, I'm going to go to war? Don't say that nowhere in the Bible.
They gonna find it. Why? They either gonna make it up or they gonna find it somewhere. They gonna find it. Unbelievable.
Or they gonna make a 2017 Bible. You know, make a new Bible.
Right.
A new
exactly.
millennium Bible.
I wouldn't
you know
be surprised
saying?
If there's one out there. I wouldn't be surprised. Ugh, I don't know.
Me either. But yeah. So tonight's topic.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk? Yeah, I've been kind of backing off of social media, and up until like the other day, I was really, as you noticed, I was really jamming with the old school stuff on.
What was that yesterday?
Yeah, YouTube. Yeah, I was like getting my little old school listen on. But anyway, I haven't been on social media that much, but I'm just noticing, yo. I don't care who takes offense to it, but, yo, some of these young people, a lot of these young people out here is just like real dumb. All right, I see this kid firecrackers around herself and then light it. Okay. How desperate are you for attention?
What we were just talking about. And I said, and I was talking to one of my nieces and told them the other day, because she had put something up on Facebook about, not to sidetrack you from that, but it's basically, like I said, you said these young people got issues. Huh?
I'm sure it's along the same lines.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's the same thing where she had put up something about something that she had seen herself that was, you know, something about these young people being stupid. And, I told her, I said, listen, you have to realize now, remember we used to say back in the days, you used to hear our parents or grandparents say, oh, the TV is raising the kids, or don't let the TV raise these kids and this, that, and other.
Yeah.
You know what's raising
now,
these kids
media.
Now?
Social
exactly.
Media.
Social media is raising these kids now. They see this on here, and this is, and just like you said, they're desperate for attention because this is what they're seeing. Oh, so-and-so did this, or this person did that, or I just seen a video the other day, and he got a million likes, or he got a million views, and this, that, and other. So guess what? I'm going to do something stupid so I can get a million views.
Well, I remember us coming up. We didn't have to do anything stupid to get likes. I mean, I don't know why anyone would feel, and you, yeah, I'm talking to y'all. Why do you feel that you have to do something stupid to be liked? Listen, you can call your parents corny all you want to, but we did cool stuff to be liked. We didn't do anything stupid. We may have bought like a leather jacket or a pair of sneakers or something like that, but.
Right, call it
hair
or something
like that. Yeah, I would be damned if we were taping firecrackers to ourselves and, you know, taking your shirt off, taping firecrackers to your body. And you're in the snow, and you're lighting them on fire. We didn't do stuff like that.
Nope.
Shootings,
even
though people were out there getting shot. Huh?
No, I said, putting lighter fluid on your body and then lighting yourself on fire, you know.
Oh, yeah. Nah. We didn't do that for attention.
No.
I don't know what y'all thought pattern is. I don't know what's up, but. Like, yo, you really need to get hip to what's going on around you other than trying to be liked on social media. Because generate popularity as much as you think. Just because somebody liked what you said or like a picture that you posted doesn't mean that they like you.
Right, absolutely.
Doesn't mean they don't know you. To like you, somebody can, you know, unless they know you and they hear what they know what you're about and they like a statement that you put down, that's different. But for you to sit there and just think that people are gonna like you because you're half naked in the video or you're once again setting your ass on fire or you're choking yourself out.
Well,
like,
basically,
that's not being liked. That's
they're
being,
screaming for attention.
Being a
when
fool.
They, absolutely. But they don't see it as a they're just like you said. They're looking for attention, but it may not be necessarily attention. They're looking for other people, but the people that they're looking for that is their parents. They need attention from them. If your parent is not giving you any attention, so then guess what? You're gonna go to social media, and you know that's guaranteed attention. Just like these young girls, they go on social media, they doing all these twerking videos and dancing videos, and they cocking up the leg and doing all this other stuff. Okay, or every picture they take got the breasts is sitting up in their chin, or you know, they doing something because they want attention. Because once again, daddy's probably not in the house, or if daddy is in the house, he ain't paying her no mind. Because daddy busy on social media trying to get attention. Like, that's another problem that we're having with these youth, because not only are you on social media, but your mama, your daddy's on social media. Mommy's on social media, cocking, doing the same thing, cocking up the leg and the breast sitting up in the neck and all this other stuff. okay, or daddy on social media trying to get him a young, you know, PYT. But once again, it's like it's not about it's not what you do, it's how you do it. There's nothing wrong with a parent being on social media, but have a certain type of decorum to yourself when you're on it. And knowing that you have children, or you know your child is going to be on it.
Some of them don't even know how to spell that.
See, Byron doesn't know how to spell it.
I mean, listen, real talk. Like, if you look at social media, you can, if you just woke up out of a coma today, you're in a coma for like the past 20 years, and then you look at social media, you would realize like how much dumber people are becoming.
Hmm.
Because the things that they do are not making any sense.
No, it's not.
The things that they're doing for attention are just outright preposterous, and it just makes me wonder, where are we headed as a race? It's bad enough you have to deal with a race of being human, but then they want to categorize it into color.
Right.
And that's another issue. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In itself. So,
They don't look at it that way. They don't, it's like they don't, like they can't separate that. They don't look at the separation or look at it as a bigger picture than that. Just like you said, it's not only a human race, but then our race, period, because we already being beat down. Like, for instance, I don't know if you've seen it, but look at this. Every time I think of it, it's like it make me mad, but I got to laugh at it too. The Switch It Up Challenge. Have you seen that?
Okay, yeah, I just saw that.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, what are you doing?
Wait a minute. Somebody may call me homophobic just because.
No. Wait, hold on.
Like,
first
why
of all,
I'm so disgusting.
No. As I said, because I had put it up on, I think on Instagram or something like that. And somebody had said something, so I told them, I said, listen, if you are, you know, homosexual, you're homosexual. I get that. I can deal with that. But please, don't use this Switch It Up Challenge as a platform to say, oh, well, my girl said let's do this, so I'm going to do it. No. Don't use that as a platform, because to me, the underlying of that is that you have some type of tendency that you would like to bring out, but you're not bringing it out yet.
You're a little sugary.
Yeah,
little sugary.
That's how that's looking to me. Because ain't no way in hell, me as a woman, I'm going to say, oh, listen, baby, we're going to do the Switch Up, and you're going to wear my dress and my heels, and I would, no.
First of all, what woman going to want their man to put on the heels and the dress?
And that's
not the, it's like that's a serious role play right there.
That's my thing. Now, my thing is this. Okay, I'm going to put it to you like this. Now, if we had on, like, the same type of outfit, like the same outfit, same color or something like that, all right, that's different. Okay, maybe pajamas, like, you know, some women don't wear nightgowns. Some women wear, you know, the little shirts and little, you know, pajama pants. We used the pajamas or something like that. That, you know, that's different. Or I wore his shirt and he wore, you know, what I wore. That, now, that's different. But not no, I'm going to put on your tight, I'm going to have my man with tight pants on. I'm going to have him put on a pair of woman's shoes that I wear in. No, come on now. And then the wig. And they going as far as putting the wig on. Like, why are you kidding me? What are you doing?
Listen, I'll tell you, I have me have an idea. I don't have to be right by it. But once again, like, there's people out there that have nothing to do with themselves. Like, all right, a Switch It Up Challenge. First there was the Ice Bucket Challenge, and then there was another challenge, and then there's this challenge, and there's that challenge. Yo, do me a favor, challenge yourself to a book.
Yeah.
Challenge yourself to, like, educating yourself, lifting your conscious level. Challenge yourself to that instead of challenging yourself to wear your girl's clothes or your man's drawers or something like that. Challenge yourself to do something creative, something innovative. Because
right.
swapping clothes is not innovative. Throwing ice bucket on your head is not innovative.
Well, that was supposed to be for some type of, what was it, the ALS or something like that. But I have never, first of all, I've never heard of that disease. Like, I've never heard of it.
Okay. Even still, why don't you run or walk for the challenge? Like, do something, you know, or have a math contest. Do something.
Right.
How many books could you read a month for the
right.
challenge? Do
right.
something like that. But don't
right.
sit there and do something physically demeaning or degrading to yourself as a challenge, because that's stupid.
Right, and then you look
and you know,
look.
And I can hear somebody saying, "Oh, he's a hater." No, I'm not a hater.
No, hell
Listen,
no.
Listen, I'm all for it, but I'm just saying what you're doing makes no. Oh, it's all in fun. Fun,
no.
fun is playing Monopoly.
How about this?
Fun is maybe
exactly.
CeeLo or Uno
right?
or something.
Let's see who can play Monopoly the longest. Like, do a challenge like that.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? But switching up clothes, putting on your girl's drawers, that's not a challenge.
And then going back to the youth thing, then guess what? How much youth we have on social media a day? They're going to see that. They're going to think that that's okay. Oh, well, how about my mother and my father? Oh, my dad, y'all want to do the switch it up? Or maybe some of their parents is even doing that. Because I'm sure that some of them ones that's doing that switch it up and challenge have a child. If not, you know, an older child, maybe small children or child.
I wait for somebody like Dave. I'm waiting for somebody to shave their dog and, like, put the hair on them and be like, it's switch it up challenge, and I'm my dog. And put jeans and shirts and the dog behind the steering wheel. And my dog is I'm my dog and my dog
Listen,
is me.
Listen, anything is possible. You know, let me tell you something. Anything now is possible. That's why I've gotten to the point with things in life now. Nothing. I'm just numb to things now. I'm just numb
exactly.
because nothing surprises me that happens anymore. Nothing really surprises me anymore. And social media has made that to the point where I think that's what's wrong with a lot of the youth now. They're numb to stuff. They're numb.
Yeah.
Nothing bothers these
everything,
kids.
Everything, a lot of things are a joke to them or
yes.
it's not real.
Right.
Because they look at social media and some of the things, that stuff is real. Like, I was watching one video where somebody was mouthing off to somebody else in a store.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at the video, and then the dude smacked him. But if you look at the video more than once, you're going to see he didn't smack him in the face. He smacked his hand. So for all these cats trying to front, like they gangster
mm-hmm.
or stuff like that, a lot of this is just set up.
Yep.
A lot of this stuff on social media is fake.
Yep, absolutely. But guess what? When you're young and you're disconnected from reality, so you don't think that way. Of course, we think that way because we know better. But these kids see that
yeah,
and they go, oh, yeah, he slapped him. Oh, yeah, he did this. They don't know a lot of this stuff is fake.
It is. Wait, oh, I got to do the plug real quick. Yo, once again, you're rocking with the menu. Guest calling number is 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. It's Big Red and Brother B in the house. But, yo, once again, when like I said, talking to the youth, like, yeah, you guys got to wake up. I wanted to share this story of something that happened years ago, 2001. We're about to go into 2017.
Mm-hmm.
This happened back in 2001, and it's amazing how certain things still affect you to this day.
Yep.
So back in 2001, it was me and two brothers of mine. We were headed to the park with their kids to just go chill. Now, okay, you know, all you know, each one of us had a beer. You know, I finished, me and Mother Bro, we finished our beer before we really got into the park, and we went and sat down. Our friend, he still had his beer. Now, while we were sitting down on the bench and the kids were playing, a patrol car rolls up. So my man takes the beer bottle and put it under the bench.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, the two cops, Caucasian, and I say that because I have to.
Right.
There's nothing racist by it. There's nothing racist by it, but people are just going to interpret it the way they want to interpret it, but that's just plain ignorance. But anyway, the two police officers came, you know, got out of the patrol car, and then they approached us while we were on the bench. And one of them said, "Hey, whose beer is that?" So I ain't say nothing. My other man ain't say nothing. We were just like, the other one was like, "Yo, that was there when we got there." So the cop want to sit there and say, "Oh, no, it wasn't." So, but you weren't, the cops weren't there when we initially sat down in the park.
Right.
They weren't there. They were nowhere near around because we were basically like probably one of the few people who was in the park.
Okay.
So, you know, it was kind of a back and forth. No yelling or nothing, of course. But then my man said, "All right, it's my bottle.
Uh-huh.
It's my beer bottle." So then he was like, "Well, why did you say it?" I said, "Because it's like, yo, you just automatically assumed that it was one of our bottles. And you just rolled up. You wasn't even here. You didn't see anything, but you just assumed."
Right.
And, you know, that was a problem in itself. But, okay, whatever. So the police officers, now, listen, this is where it gets interesting. The police officers collected each of our IDs.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went to the patrol car, came back like 20 minutes later,
mm-hmm.
handed me and my man our IDs back,
mm-hmm.
and handed the other one, my other man who had the bottle, who claimed
mm-hmm.
the bottle was his, handed
mm-hmm.
him his ID and a summons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you with me, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fast forward to 2006. That was 2001. Let's fast forward to 2006. I was putting in for a job at a hospital, and they had to do a background check.
Uh-huh.
So they did a background check, and the lady had called me back, and she said, "Oh, yeah, your background check came up bad. Like, you've been disqualified." I said, "Whoa, whoa, 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 back." I said, "Bad?"
Uh-huh.
I said, "For what?" They said, "Apparently you have a warrant." I said, what?
Wow.
A warrant? I said, "Where?" I don't know, but you need to find out, and this, that, and the third. And she, you know, she was very happy that I was disqualified anyway because somebody else wanted me there and somebody else wanted one of their family members there.
Oh,
so
well, not
at all. I was close to getting the job, but then, of course, I got disqualified. Now, mind you, I didn't know I had a warrant.
Right.
I had a warrant for what? So my child's mother, who was a police officer at the time, ran my name.
Mm-hmm.
And she found out. Now, are you listening? I hope everybody mm-hmm. listening.
Listen.
Or will be listening. But especially the youth, she took my name and ran my information. She said I had a warrant in Queens. I said, warrant in Queens? For what?
For what?
She said, open container. Open container.
Wow.
So I was like, I'm scrambling to try to remember what open container, and then I thought about it. I said, that effing cop.
Wow.
He gives me my ID, but he doesn't give me the summons.
Right.
So wow. That means from 2001 to 2006, I was walking around not knowing that I had a bench warrant on me.
Mm-hmm.
Which at any time I could have got stopped, pulled
yep.
over or whatever, and they would have said, oh, you have
well,
a
you
warrant.
You have a warrant.
And I was like, from where? And then they was like, listen, it ain't for us to help you figure it out. You come with us. And
yeah,
I could have got
with
locked
up. Yep. Yep. That's what
now,
they do.
Instead of you, and this is where I got to give the tough love. Instead of you little assholes being so concerned with sneakers and who's doing what and who's sleeping with who and who's doing this and that, you need to be concerned with what's going on in your life in general, your life. Because that's just a prime example of how we get caught up on little technicalities in the system.
Yep.
Now, I'm not going to make no excuse for this police officer. Whoever he is, you're an asshole. Because you can't say that it was a mistake that you didn't give me. And then I even ran the story by my kid's mother, who was a police officer at the time. She said, that's what some cops do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I said, oh, really? She said, yeah. So, you know, they can jam people up. So you.
Right.
So I looked at her, and I just felt nothing but disgust. Because you're trying to tell me there are people out there that are so-called sworn to protect, well, that will actually write a summons, take my ID, write a summons, never give me the copy, and then all of a sudden, a month, 2 months later, I get stopped, pulled over something, and I'm getting locked up for a summons or warrant that I knew
that
nothing
you didn't
about.
Even know about. Yeah. Yep, it happens.
Mind you, I do security. Been doing security for over 20 years. Never came up every time I renewed my state license. So, spent $500. Now, here's another part of it. Spent $500 to go in court in front of a judge for 5 minutes. Because the lawyer said what he had to say. And as soon as the lawyer said, oh, you know, and my client who does security and renews his license every year, dismissed. He just said, he didn't even let him finish. He just said dismissed.
Wow. Wow. Yep. That's what they do.
So I'm like, wait a minute. $500 for 5 minutes. $100 a minute. So the worst part of it, but luckily, by the grace of God, it went out that way. It played out that way. Because it could have played out another way.
Yeah, absolutely.
With me getting cuffed, not knowing what the hell is going on, and then I have to plead my case from behind bars.
Mm-hmm. Well.
See, this is the little stuff, and I'm not knocking cops. See, because everybody want to get offensive with, you know, oh, you know, you're talking about police. You know what? First of all, shut the hell up.
They're
shut
human
up.
Beings.
Because, you know,
I don't care if they're cops, they're human.
Exactly.
They're human
before
beings.
Before you got a badge, you were human, right? You were an individual.
And look at all the crooked shit that they're doing.
Exactly. I don't understand why people seem to feel that they join an organization and then have to give up their identity. If you have to give up who you are because you're joining an organization, then it's really a gang. Because that's what gangs do. You know, you're a part of a collective. You're no longer a part of the regular people. You're a part of, you know, that collective of that entity that you're with. So it's either you ride with the entity or you're against the entity. And see, like I said, I don't believe all cops are bad because, you know, I know some, and some of them are like the greatest people that I could ever come across. But there are individuals who take that badge and misuse it.
Right,
so
absolutely.
Don't get it twisted. Just like not everybody's your friend, not everybody in the uniform is your friend. Not everybody
that's
so-called meant to help is your friend. They're not always meant to help. And if anything, they're going to help themselves before they help you.
Mm-hmm.
But see, what that cop did that day was totally wrong, and I thank God that it didn't go the way that it went.
It was totally wrong.
It could have ruined me. It could have just totally ruined it. Like it just
could have
went
blatantly
another
now.
Direction.
Right.
Yeah.
But you know they that was you know. I'm sure there's some out there that still do that. I'm sure they do, but then now they're doing it blatantly where they're doing it. My thing is this, like you said with these young people, they do it blatantly because y'all don't say anything. Y'all don't fight for nothing. Y'all don't make it a big deal. So they figure, listen, if you don't care, why should we care? So now we just going to do it right in front of you, right when you're looking, and we're going to do it right up under your nose, and you're going to know it, but you're just not going to say nothing. They know
why?
That these young people are not going to say anything.
But you know what's interesting? You beef with somebody in school. You beef with somebody on the street or someplace else, but you won't beef with the person that's trying to take your freedom. You won't beef with the person that's trying to kill you. Why?
Absolutely.
Because they're another color, or why? Because they're in a uniform? Listen, let's get something straight. You always have to defend yourself no matter what. And nobody said you had to use your hands.
That's
because
right.
of your mind, as much as no one wants to believe it, youth, I'm telling you now, your mind is your greatest weapon. Because that's one weapon that can never go dull unless you dull it.
Yeah, exactly, and that's the point. They are dulling it. Why should I use my brain? Why should I use my mind? I got to wait for somebody to – I can go on social media and they tell me what to do. Or I can't even say Google because they don't even use that. But this generation waits for people to tell them what to do. They want somebody to tell them what to do. They instead of them taking it on their own account and say, okay, I'm going to go do something, they got to wait for it to be on social media, or they got to wait for it to be on one of them those reality shows for somebody to say, oh, we need to do something. Now I can do something. No, why do you have to wait until that happens in order to do something? They don't know how to think for themselves. And it's not, you know, like back in the days you could say, okay, maybe one person here, one person there. But now it's all of them. They're a bunch of sheep. They see stuff just like you said, with those challenges and this and that and other. They see stuff on social media. Oh, when that person do that, oh, it's time to do that. When that person do that, oh, it's time to do that. They don't think for themselves. Like I was telling my own children about the gentrification that's going on everywhere. I said, but you know why they're going to keep continuing to do it? Because you know why? Because nobody's going to fight for it. They know that you guys are not going to fight for it. Because most of the people that live in those neighborhoods, they're all like our age, like they late 30s, 40s, 40 going on 50. A lot of them, you know, up there in age. How much are we going to fight? It's y'all turn now.
Exactly.
It's y'all turn now, but you know why they know that they can come into our neighborhoods and take it over? Because they know y'all not going to do a damn thing. They know y'all not going to do nothing. But just let it happen and keep it moving.
Well, either that or it's the thing where, see, we're always quick to rush to anger. We let our emotions get to us.
Mm-hmm.
And they're individuals that play on that factor where we allow ourselves to be emotionally consumed by, you know, a situation, and we start acting out.
Right.
Tell this other story. There's a dude on my job, younger than me. He has a kid. He's a good dude. You know, I think he's probably been at my job for almost a year or whatever. But anyway, listen, he's about his business, taking care of his son, doing what he got to do. Like, yo, he's on point with his. He was telling me a story of how he was leaning on something at work. And then an individual of a higher rank, you know, from a different agency, walks past him and says, don't lean on that. So he said, all right. And he got up and he kind of like tapped the table. He was pushing himself up. He tapped the table and then he was like, okay, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
So the individual says to him, oh, and I got to put it out there. This individual was Asian. I'm putting it out there, period. This individual was Asian. So then he turns around, and the dude that I'm talking to that I know, he's black. He's a young black kid. the young black man, I should say. So the dude says to him, like, whoa, you got an attitude? So then my man says, wait, what are you talking about? He said, oh, you banging on the table like that. He said, I didn't bang on the table. I lifted myself up. I just tapped on the table to lift myself up, and that's that. You told me don't lean, on lean. Oh, what's that attitude all about? Matter of fact, give me your ID. Now, to some of you other ethnicities, and like I said, I don't really care what you think, because can't nobody judge me but God. The Most High can judge me. So man's opinion ain't worth shit in my life. Now, some of you other ethnicities, if you think you have to validate yourself by treating a young black man or old black man or a black woman, like you have to, like, shit, literally shit on one of them just to make yourself feel better, let me have you understand something. In the grand scheme of things, in the eyes of white people, Caucasian people, you're still nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You will still never be what they are.
Yep.
So just stop it. If you're looking for somebody to stroke your ego or something after that, all you are is a tool to do what they need you to do so they don't have to do it.
Don't they know that's been happening for years?
Exactly, but it's not like
they've been doing that for years.
Exactly. But when Asians came to this country, it's not like you was treated any fairly anyway. They weren't treated fairly. They were ostracized, and they were, you know what I'm saying, they were treated badly, but yet now you kind of forget the struggle that your ancestors went through, so now all of a sudden you want to jump on board and oh yeah, I see this black kid, you know. Listen, carry a firearm for a living. He does too. So wait a minute, you can't stand the fact that this young black man who's working, taking care of his business, obviously has a clean record because he carries a firearm. So you're trying to tell me that this is bothering you? Because that's the only reason why I've seen him harassing him.
Mm-hmm.
Because apparently the fact that he's not on a street corner somewhere selling crack or drinking a beer, you know what I'm saying, or he's not locked up somewhere, apparently that's bothering you. Mm-hmm. See?
Yeah, like, why is he here? Why is he here with us? That's
yeah,
what he,
exactly.
No, why shouldn't he be there?
Exactly. See, it's funny how some people want to say, oh, the black youth need to do this and that, and black people need to do this and that. Oh, so when we go do it, then you have a problem with us doing it. Listen, you came out the same hole that I came out of. Vagina,
right.
Vagina. And we're going to go in the same hole. Maybe not the same exact one, but there's going to be a hole when it's time for us to die. They're going to dig one and put you in it, just like they're going to dig one and put me in it. So in between that time, you thinking that you're better than me or better than somebody else is not working. It's not happening. It doesn't make sense. Just because you have a title, that's what I'm saying to these youth out here. You have to pay more attention to what's going on in your life and around you than this garbage on social media, because it's not going to get you anywhere. It's a distraction. It's a tool that's used to keep you not focused.
Stagnant.
Not focused on the real stuff. Yes, it's a tool to make you stagnant. And it's like, yo, you can't be that stupid. You can't be that dumb or naive to sit back and allow this to happen to you.
Unfortunately,
I'm smart or I'm this or I'm that. If you're really smart, you wouldn't be paying attention to this. I'm not going to sit there and say you should be going out there reading 20 books a day. Listen, it's about educating yourself. That's what it's about. It's about educating yourself to what's going on.
Type of way.
Yeah, you have to do something. You have to do your homework. You have to find out what's going on around you so you can know how to beat it. Don't sit there and say, oh, this is going to happen. This ain't going to happen for me. You can't keep the negative attitude because there's already negative forces out there working against you. Trust me, there's somebody that's probably listening to this right now and saying, this guy's an asshole because this guy has this view. He doesn't like cops. He's this, this, that, and the third. Listen, you can say whatever the hell you want to say. What you eat don't make me shit. But no one is ever going to be able to say, how she said it, that I lied to you, Jack. I'm telling you the truth.
I'm from my,
you know what I'm saying? From my experience, I'm telling you what it is. There's people out here that mean you no good. And even though they may take an oath like they mean you good, listen, look at the pharmaceutical companies. They're supposed to do X, Y, Z and make you better and feel better and all this and that, but yet they're not giving you the cure. They're just giving you something to just, oh, let me just dull the pain.
Yeah, exactly. And they got the cures.
Let me make you feel
cures.
Good.
They have the cures, and guess
exactly.
What? And guess what? They, you see it every day. I see it on TV every day. All these lawyers, all these lawyer places, advertising, oh, if you took such and such and such and you died from it and this and that and this happened and you're bleeding from your ass and all kinds, they got it every day. And it's all these medications that they put out years ago. That what was that one? The weight loser one, Ally, whatever it is. They got a commercial on there now. Oh, if you took this, that, and the other, and you vomited, and you died from it, and this, that, and the other thing. Okay?
Yeah, you're in line for a lawsuit. Yeah, it's nice to sue when you're dead.
Yeah, right?
That's real easy.
Exactly.
It's real easy to do. You know, you're
okay.
Going to find some type of financial compensation while you're in your casket. Yeah,
right. Exactly. It's like everything is about... Yeah. Getting the next person is all about money. It's money factor. That's all it is. That's all it's about. It's about a money factor. But then once again, you know, getting back to the youth thing, it's just that, you know, these young people are, like I said, they just disconnected. And it's we can talk, like, we're going to get tired of talking after a while. Like, you could talk to your blue in the face. That social media is overtaking talking now, like talking, because as you can see, these kids don't even talk to each other no more. They don't talk on the phones. Everything is through Facebook, Instagram, text messaging. And I think even the text messaging is starting to be kind of obsolete because nobody wants to talk to that. No, it's either the Snapchat, the Instagram, the Facebook messaging. Nobody talks to each other anymore. And just like you said, things are being interpreted wrong. When you're speaking to somebody, because I might say something to you over a text message or Facebook, and you're going to take it the wrong way because you may think that I'm saying it this way, but I may not be saying it that way. The next thing you know, when I see you in school, I'm ready to bust your ass or fight with you because I'm thinking you said something a certain way.
Yeah, but that's because we're so used to not talking that it's like, what you say? Like, did you say a word to me? Yeah, word. Word? What do you mean word? Yo, it's on fire.
Yeah, what do you mean by word? What you say that?
You mean
yeah,
word?
Exactly.
What do you mean word? Like, people don't know how to communicate effectively anymore to one another.
Right.
So, when something is said, they're looking like, huh? Did you actually talk to me?
Right.
Oh, let me text you a response. Like, was you talking to me? Like,
right.
Oh, really?
So,
since
you know,
don't
these young
speak
people...
anymore.
Yeah, exactly. They don't know, and they don't know how to talk to each other. They don't know how to spell things correctly. They got all this shorthand, and then they think. Then guess what? If you're doing this shorthand on there, you're doing it in school. So guess what? You can't even spell things correctly in school because you're so busy with this shorthand language. You can't do that everywhere. This youth is so, like, I'm telling you. I was watching, what's that movie I was watching? I was watching The Breakfast Club, and you know the principal of the school, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think the principal would have got and you see how upset he was getting over, and he had said a line to one of the janitors, and he told the janitor, like, you know, he said, you know what keeps me up at night? Knowing that when I get older, these kids are going to take care of me. You know what? When he said that, it popped right into my head. And I said to him, I said, you know what, sir? You damn right. If I feel the same
yeah, we done.
I said to myself, I feel the same damn way. I get up at night, and I'm like, damn. These are the youth that's going to be in people's nursing homes. They're going to be doing nursing aid. These people are going to be the people that serving you. Even now, they're serving you food in restaurants, McDonald's, and you know, whoever. These kids are going to be the ones that are going to be taking care of us in the store. And like I said, you see it now because they have no etiquette. They have no customer service.
Nope.
They don't know how to talk to people. Even over the phone, not even just face-to-face, but over the phone. They horrible.
Oh, computer. no real communication skills.
Exactly. They have, and
Welcome, Donald.
I don't even understand how half of them got jobs. How you get a job where you have to speak to people and don't know how to talk to people? How did you get this job? You must have had sex with the damn manager, or your mom and your daddy know the manager. Because that's the only way I can see you getting this job. Because
it's more than that. It's more than that, because somebody has to showcase the idiocy. Somebody has to showcase the idiocy.
But don't you think
to showcase the uneducated individual.
Doing that, that is bringing the morale down in your store? Like, if I owned a chain, a store or whatever, Target, whoever, and I'm not going to have, like, and I'm going to hire somebody that can't, and I'm always getting complaints, and, you know, I'm always getting complaints about this person. That's bringing down your brand. That's bringing down your company, kind of.
Yeah, but
that
the whole
thing,
but you know what? There's always going to be people that's going to feed into it. There's always going to be people that's going to be like, I don't care. Let me just get what I need to get. Like, there's some people that are just not going to concern themselves with that. Like, if you know there's a certain restaurant in your hood, your area, and you know the restaurant ain't all that, but yet it's the only restaurant that serves that type of food in your area, where you going to go? You're going to go keep going to that place.
That's
because
true.
That place is there and that place is convenient. So everybody just kind of sticks to the convenience.
Right.
Like, you remember that old White Castle commercial? Like, you want to drive that far for burgers? Yeah, man, let's go. And it's like, yo.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah, let's go. But people, like, you got to, it's the convenience thing. People just want to live a convenient life. Everything has to be convenient and served
right,
to them, and they don't want to be inconvenient. So with that being said, this is why we have to look forward to Like, the youth, I really don't understand why they're so stuck in social media. They're so stuck in wanting to live a lie. They're so stuck in, like, trying to be something that they're not. For the life of me, I can't understand it. It's like, it's too hard to search for an identity. But no, you know what? Actually, now that I think about it, it's an episode of SpongeBob. An episode of SpongeBob SquarePants, though. SpongeBob was working at, of course, he's at a Krusty Krab, and he was up for an inspection from Mr. Krabs. So he couldn't find his ID, like his name.
Oh, yeah.
So it set off this whole little dramatic episode.
Yeah, he went crazy looking for
that. Where
he
had to find, where he found the ID. And the ID was on him, but you know how the ID was on him all that time? But the whole thing is, what he went through just searching for the ID. Nobody wants to do that anymore. They don't want to search for the, like a lot of people think it's a joke. Yo, some of these cartoons and some of these little TV shows, like, they're subliminal messages. But cats ain't that bright anymore to even look through or really see the message in the cartoon or in a song or whatever. They're not really adhering to it. SpongeBob went through so much in that episode just to find his ID.
It was
right on the back of him. But yet, nobody wants to do that work. They would have just said, get me another ID tag.
Mm-hmm.
But SpongeBob was like, no, I'm going to find my ID. I don't want no new tag. I want my own ID tag. And it's like, if you really look at it in retrospect, it's kind of deep. Because it's like saying, basically, you spend all this time, you know what I'm saying? Like, some people want to put in the work and they spend all this time looking for something that was already there.
Mm-hmm. Already there.
But then there are people who don't want to do that work. The Squidward. He don't want to do it. Squidward would have just went and got another ID. And just,
I know. Squidward don't want to do nothing.
You don't want to do nothing. And there's cats out there that just, the people that just don't want to do anything. They're just going to be like, oh, I'm listening.
I think these kids have too much. They have too much, and they got too much access to everything. And it's like, it's like they got so much access to it until they just gotten lazy. It's like you said, SpongeBob went through all of that, but just like you said, somebody else went, oh, just give me another idea. It's like they got so much until they just lazy.
Exactly. Well, look at it like this. Listen, some people take it from, you know what I'm saying? Like, what do we show some of the youth? You know what I'm saying? And we also got to look at what we're showing them, too. Because some
right.
of them, you have some parents out here that are just flim-flamming and scamming, and they're
yep,
showing that to
exactly.
these kids.
Yep.
You got some parents out here who are out there, you know, just trying to get it, you know, and this is what they're showing the kids. You have some parents that become disadvantaged. You know, they may have had, and then they lost, but, you know what I'm saying, but they're either fighting to get it back, or
mm-hmm.
some of them just allow themselves to be, you know, washed away into a corner. What you do is what you're showing your kids.
Mm-hmm.
And your kids see that. The youth see that. And when they see that you ain't about it, then they ain't going to be about it. Like, I don't care if it's a mom that's on the system, this, that, and the third. Because, you know, a lot of people want to make fun of people that are on the system. But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? Disadvantages, things happen to
listen,
everybody.
Half of their damn family members is probably on the system or on somebody's system. Please get out of there. They really need to
exactly.
stop fronting with that.
Hey, listen. My mom used to get the free cheese. That made a hell
that's
of a grilled
right,
cheese
too.
Sandwich. Real tough, you know what I'm saying? But my
that's
whole
right,
thing is
too.
Just like, yo, you can't go around judging people, worry about what's going on with somebody else, worry about yourself, man. It's like that little, I don't know if you ever saw that thing on YouTube, the little white girl was putting on her seatbelt.
Oh, she was like, worry about yourself.
And the father turned around and said, worry about yourself. His dad was like, oh, you want me to help you with the seatbelt? She said, no, thank you. Worry about yourself. You drive. I was like, little girl's on point, kid. Worry about yourself. You busy worrying about everybody else, what else is going on? But once again, go find your name tag.
Right.
Worry about yourself.
Go find your name tag. That's because everybody
yeah,
wants
worry
you know
yourself.
What it is also? It's like people have to do some. Sometimes you have to do it. We all have to do it because I know I'm guilty of doing it. We all have to. You have to do some type of self-reflecting sometimes. You have to find. You have to just look
oh,
at
yeah.
yourself and say, you know what? It's something that I may. It's maybe I need to change something or my approach to something or something. But I think people that when they don't do that, or people that don't want to do that, I think they're scared to do because they know what they're going to find.
True, but also, we live in a time and a climate where being true to yourself is not acceptable.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Being true to who you are is not popular.
Right.
And a lot of people nowadays are going with what's popular. They're not going with what's acceptable to them. They're going with what the crowd says.
Right.
And
right.
the grand scheme of things, what the crowd says don't mean anything. Like, why
yeah.
you want to go where the crowd goes? Everybody in the crowd ain't right. And that's why I'm saying we're not doing anything for the youth. A lot of us are not doing stuff for the youth. To instill some type of leadership in them.
But it's
we're
hard
turning
to do
them
that,
into
though.
Followers.
Right.
Yeah,
it's only hard to do.
Go ahead. Well, you know what, real quick? It's funny how ACS, you know, one topic we was on last week, is it funny how ACS can tell you to not beat your kid, but yet somebody else can beat and kill your kid? Ooh, low blow.
Right.
I said it. It's funny how ACS can tell you. You can't discipline or beat your kid, but somebody else can beat your kid, shoot him or kill him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay.
Well, yep.
It's kind of, it's real, and you know what? With that being said, You got youth out here that don't even feel that their lives are valuable because of things like that, because of situations like police just going around shooting unarmed people and getting away with it. So the whole thing is everybody, a lot of them probably feel like targets. A lot of them feel like their lives don't matter.
Yeah. Yep.
Like they want to make sure the black, listen.
Because we say black lives matter, oh, then you get ridiculed. So it's just like, then how are the children, how are they supposed to feel? We got somebody saying black lives matter, so now they may start to feel a little like, okay, maybe my life does matter. But then when I say it, when they say it or I say it, or maybe their parent may say it or whatever, whatever, and somebody, oh, no, all lives matter, oh, no, this, that, and other, then they start to feel the decline again. It's just like, oh, man, dang, I'm kind of feeling proud now. It's like, oh, boy, does my life really matter now?
But see, that's why if you notice, and the powers that be always have to deflate the momentum of something.
Mm-hmm.
Hip hop, they couldn't get the code of hip hop when it first came out.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't assimilate it. So what they did, they infiltrated and they saturated it.
Yep.
And it's like they did a reboot. And they made sure it made money for them, but at the same time, they took the threat. They took the realness out of the music.
Mm-hmm.
They took the lesson out of the music. Just like Black Lives Matter. Oh, Cat Lives Matter. Dog Lives Matter. Blue Lives Matter. This Lives Matter. That Lives Matter.
As I know, all
listen,
lives.
Let me tell you something. If you're gonna sit there and be a supporter of a Blue Lives Matter type situation, listen to what you're supporting. Once again, there's nothing against police, but basically when somebody says Blue Lives Matter, what you're doing is, once again, you're separating yourself from everyone else. So you're not saying that you're white, you're black, you're Indian, you're Asian. You're not saying any of that. You're saying that you're blue. You're saying you're a cop. You're saying that's what matters. Nothing else matters but a blue life. That's what
you're
saying.
Now, I'm going to play devil's advocate a little bit if that's what it is. Now they're going to look at it as, okay, well, when y'all say Black Lives Matter, that's what you're doing. You're separating yourself from everybody. You're making it like, oh, well, it's Black Lives Matter, but it's not all lives matter. I'm sure that's how, the way you said it, I'm sure that's how they're looking at it.
Well, they can look at it all they want to, but if you look at history in this country, if you look at how the African American, a.k.a. black person, has been treated in this country, there has been no one that's ever been treated worse than us other than the Indians when the Pilgrims first came over here.
Mm-hmm.
No one is in between the Indians, in between the indigenous people and blacks. No one has been treated worse than those two groups right there in this country. No other group can sit there and say that they were lynched like us. No one can sit there and say that they were set on fire, they were separated from their children,
cut up.
You know, everything, cut up, dragged, chained to the back of a vehicle and dragged, or just shot for no reason. No one else can sit there and say that. So when we say Black Lives Matter, we say, yeah, all lives matter, but black lives matter too. Because for some reason, blacks were never, first of all, I don't care what anybody says, house nigga, Caucasian, Asian, Indian, African, whatever. I don't care what you say, but and when founding this country, we or the government in this country, we were never included. We were never supposed to be a part of the long-term projections of what was going to happen in this country.
Mm-hmm.
We were supposed to be in servitude for the rest of our lives as far as they said.
Yep.
So we were not supposed to be considered. We were still supposed to be considered three-fourths or one-third of an individual, of a human being. Because we're still being treated the same way till this day. So people want to sit there and say, oh, well, it's your own fault. To a degree, it is our own fault. But at the same time, if you take a rape victim, if you take a person, a woman, or even a man, say somebody, whether it's mentally or physically, when they've been raped once, and then rape twice and rape three times and four times and five times, six times. If after all the repetitiveness of that action happening to them, after a while they just become numb, and it just becomes routine to them. So nothing about the encounter of another rape really shocks them anymore. Matter of fact, it gets to the point where they don't even see it as rape. They just see it as normal.
Yep, absolutely. Unbelievable.
But
unbelievable.
This is what's been going on. This is what's been going on with our people for years. And, of course, they don't educate the youth on this stuff. And I haven't been to high school in years since I graduated, but I'm sure, listen, when I was in high school, they were talking about we were slaves, and then they just left it at that. They said
right.
That little part, and that. They didn't want to get deep. Now they're trying to say, blacks and Asians and Africans, and they migrated over here to look for work. We didn't migrate over here. We were stolen. You went and stole people. People were stolen, taken from their children, separated, all this and that, dragged on the boats. They were thrown off. On the way here, they would kill all types of stuff. Our women were raped, all this and that.
Unbelievable. So, I don't know. I don't know what this generation is going to, I don't know. I'm not going to say that a lot of them are not listening or they're not, but it's like I said, it's very hard
helpless.
To get. Yeah, it's just hard to get through to them because when you speak to them, if you're not talking that mumble, because that thing with the mumble rap,
mm-hmm.
it's like they have their mumble language now. It's like if you're not talking to them like that, they don't hear anything. And once
because,
again, it doesn't.
How could they hear anything? Red,
but
how could they hear anything?
Right, you're right.
They used to hear it mumbling.
Right.
they can hear nothing
exactly.
else.
But it doesn't help when you have, once again, you have to also go about with the adults in their lives. It doesn't help if you don't have any adult that's trying to teach you also, or any adult that's acting like an adult. And yes, I'm going to say you have some of these parents. Once again, just because you have. Or you made a child does not make you a man or woman. That's just the start of it. It's more to that than raising a child. It's more to that than just being a man and or being a woman. A lot of these parents are not. They don't get, especially raising a child. Like I said, your child's over a certain age, over 18, 19, 20. Okay, that's different. They got that, but you still have to carry yourself in a certain type of demeanor. I have a certain type, once again, decorum about yourself. But, at that age, they should be old enough to know better. But I'm talking about these people that are raising these young kids, teens. And like I said, when they get to their teens, this is when you really need to be on them. But, no, you busy on social media with them. You're taking pictures with them. You're doing this with them. And, it's like who's watching the children? Where's the adults? Who is watching the goddamn kids? Who's watching them? No, nobody's watching. Uh-huh. Social media's watching them. So they watching themselves half the time. They watching themselves.
Exactly.
Like, where's the parents at? Where's mom? Where's dad? Where is everybody? Even if it's just, where's grandma? Where the hell is grandma? No, you know what? Grandma's working on Facebook.
Exactly.
Or Instagram, because you know how old grandma is? Grandma is like grandma's like 31, 30, 30, 31 years of age.
You ever seen them old ladies in the walker? They trying to twerk too, and I'm like, oh, Lord.
Yeah, but see, those are grandmothers. But what I'm saying is those are grandmothers. Once again, these young people don't have grandparents no more. Like our grandparent was our grandparent. Grandma
exactly.
was grandma. These young people don't have grandma. And the grandma would say, "Oh, don't call me grandma. Call me Marcy or whatever their names are. Oh, don't call me grandma because I'm not grandma." I'll be like, "Oh, this is my grandma. Oh no, that's not. I'm not her grandmother. I'm her aunt." You know, like they on that type of stuff. But then, I said, if you look at like I said, now for the older adults or the ones that are the they now they may not be, well, they are on social media, but see, they the ones that's looking at all this Love and Hip Hop, and then guess what, looking on Love and Hip Hop, all them chicks on that Love and Hip Hop, all of them are not young. Some of them are my age, in their 40s, late 40s, 50 years old. Remember, what's her name, Mama D or whatever her name is. That chick is damn near 60 years old, and you sitting up there making stupid songs and twerking out. It's like, miss, sit down somewhere. You got a grown-ass son. Like, stop it. Like, stop. It's like, stop it. Like, come on now. So it's just like, oh, my God. It's like, where do you start at? Like, where do you start? Where do you begin? You don't even know where to begin or end.
You're right. we really don't know at this point. But it's scary.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
It really is scary because...
Scary as hell.
It's scary when you have people out there believing that being fake is okay. That's a big problem right there. When they think being fake is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Being fake ain't never okay. Not knowing who you are is never okay. Trying to assume someone else's identity is never okay. But yet, it's happening. You know what I'm saying? It's just sad because it's like, yo, I was watching on something on Facebook a month ago where some scientists, and you can't believe everything you say, but some people say, but I do believe it, that, you know, the human brain is getting smaller because we're not using it.
Nope.
I really believe that. I really believe the human brain is getting smaller because we're just not using
our gray matter.
Full
brain.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Next thing you know, we'll just be... Sound like Godzilla.
Yeah.
Listen, let me tell you something.
You got some, listen, I'll be seeing some of them that be out there. Like I said, these kids are just mumbling. Them rappers, and was it that little yachty, that Ronald McDonald, looking like Ronald McDonald's mama or papa or something. That, yeah, that's all they sound like. So, listen, we already there already.
Yeah. And they're proud.
We already there. We already there.
They're proud of being stupid.
Yeah, and that's
with
what it is. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what it is. That's exactly
they're
what
proud
it is.
Of being
or proud of that.
And I don't know how you, you know, can be proud of being an idiot. And what type of pleasure does that give you, knowing that? You're stupid. Or people are looking at you like you're stupid. Like you don't have, like, you know what I'm saying? Life is not just about liquor and women, champagne and women. Like there's more to life than that. But I really do believe that after Big and Pac died, there was kind of a halt. Kind of a halt in the evolution, like in hip hop going forward. Because it seemed like after that, like, you know, you always had your Wu-Tangs, your Redmans, and, you know, everybody else and stuff like that. But, you know, Pac and Big were like two major players on each coast. And it's like, since we never got to see them progress in their skill, and then you had people trying to emulate them. It's like once they got killed, once they died, it stopped. Because no one knew what to do after that.
Right.
Like I said, you didn't see, like, you. No one got to see Pac grow into something else. No one got to see Biggie grow into something else. Like on Biggie's second album, I mean, Pac was always controversial with what he said, and you know what I'm saying? He always came with a message. Biggie had things to say. But if you notice from his first album to his second, Life After Death, he was making changes.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it was personal growth, and he was putting it out there in his music. And it's like, once they got killed, everything just kind of stopped there.
Yep.
Like, people just refused to go forward. So they got just stuck on being a Biggie or being a Pop. Or just being whoever else in the middle.
I think that was a plan, too. I think it's to me, I think about it sometimes. I think a lot of these things are just like, you know, I think a lot of this stuff is planned. I think a lot of this stuff is being done on purpose.
Good.
Just to alter the shift in things that's happening. Like it reminds me of what's the movie? Jurassic Park, when he said don't step on the damn mosquito or don't kill the mosquito.
Yeah.
I think wasn't it Jurassic Park? He said don't step on the mosquito or something like that or don't kill it, whatever. One of the movies. I think I think that's what it reminds me of. It's like, oh, if you do something, it just alters makes a shift in everything.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of times when certain things happen, it just shifts everything. And just like you said, it's like, okay, we got to get rid of these two. Because you know what? Tupac is making people conscious. He's starting to make them a little too conscious of things, so we got to get rid of him. So we got to put somebody in his place so we can, you know, and then, okay, we got to get rid of Biggie also, or we got rid of Biggie, you know, whichever one went first. So we got to get rid of them so this way we can have a divide. It's just like having a divide within our community again, because if you notice, when they both got killed, it was East Coast against West Coast. That's a divide within ourselves, because guess what? Who lives on the East Coast? Most of us live on the East Coast. Who lives on the West Coast, especially in that part of town? Most of us lived on the West Coast in that part of town. So it was a divide again. It's like every now and then they try to make a divide within our own circle.
Of course. Because
just like with the election, the same damn thing.
It can't be allowed. Unity cannot be allowed.
Exactly.
Unity cannot be allowed.
Just like the election, same thing, a divide. They figure, oh, they in unity now. Oh, Obama was, we got people in, you know, we got to destroy that. Nope. Let's make a divide now. Let's get Trump out there. Let's get Hillary out there. Oh, there's going to be a divide now. And they did it. And it's like they do it all the time. They do it each time. They do it all the time. And these young people don't see it.
No, because they're too busy mumble rapping.
Yeah, because they're too busy. Yeah, with that fool that looking like, yo, I can't. I just get so disgusted. You know, I get disgusted. And I'm really proud of my sons that they really don't listen. They don't listen to that at all. I'm glad they more with like the older school. Maybe some of them other people that I can kind of deal with. But that one and that other one and that sucker, the one that on the album cover with the dress on, and I'm like, what are you doing? Like, this can't be like, oh, let's change everything. Like, once again, and then people will say, then people, I'm sure there's people here that'll say, oh, you're just hating on the youth. Oh, y'all old school. I don't care about that. Give me a Method Man. Give me a DMX. Give me a Red Man. Give me an Eric B. and Rocket. I'll take that anytime. Give me a Common. I'll take that anytime over what we have now. Anytime. I don't care if it's old school or new stuff. I don't care. Just like the Locks came out with their new album. It's like a breath of fresh air. I've heard some people say, oh, it's garbage. Oh, it's garbage. No, because you know what? Because y'all are so conditioned to hearing this bullshit that these other guys is putting out. You don't know what real rap is sounding like. You don't know what real hip-hop sounds like anymore. You don't know what it sounds like anymore. And these dudes ain't no young dudes. Jada Kiss and Styles P and these dudes ain't no young dudes. These dudes is in their late 40s and 50s, and they still sound better than what y'all listening to. But y'all so conditioned to listen to this BS that it's like, oh, they corny. I don't call them. They corny. No, they're not corny. That's real hip-hop there. That's what that's called, real hip-hop.
They don't know what it is anymore.
But they don't know what that is. Exactly.
They don't know. They don't know.
They don't know what that is. Because they think Ronald McDonald's father is that's hip hop. Yeah, and it's just like, oh, I can't. Because, you know, it just disgusts me because especially our young black men. Like, the females, you know, girls are up and down, and they'll eventually, like, young girls will eventually get it. But these young men, young black men, they got to get it. We got to get them together. We have to. Because they, like I said, they looking at these dudes and they thinking this is what's happening.
That's how a man's supposed to be.
Right.
No. No, it's not. No, it's not at all.
No, not at all.
And it's
not
like I
at
said,
all.
It's just, it's sad. We're in a sad state of affairs. We're in a pickle right now. We're in a pickle jar with no juice.
In a pickle jar with no juice.
In a pickle jar with no juice.
Oh, God.
It's
just, I don't know what to do anymore. It's just like, you know, and talking, like I said, talking to him, it's just like, I'm telling you, kind of, I wouldn't say wasting, because you got to talk to them. You have to. But it's like, what do you do when they don't listen? What do you do if that you're talking and they don't hear or they don't listen or you know? And, you know, the sad thing about it also, speaking of discipline, listen, you got the parents that be ready to fight you, don't want you to say nothing to their kids. That's another thing that, you know, there used to be the thing of, you know, it take a village to raise a child. Listen, it not no more because they don't want you to talk. They don't want you to say anything to their children.
Village. When was the last time you seen a village?
Exactly.
You're right. Don't tell you nothing to my kid. Don't do nothing to my kid.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do this, that, and the third. But yet, let a correction officer or a cop be whipping on his ass.
Right.
There's nothing
absolutely
you can do about it then.
Or the court. Yeah. And that's
you
the
can't.
Sad part about it. And I've experienced that within my own, my own family where, you know, I had, you know, would try to speak to a youth and let them know, you know, about their attire, especially because she's a young lady. And, you know, the parent got on me like I was saying something wrong. Told me, oh, I need to worry about mine. Okay. You got it. Not a problem. And mind you, this same young family member is on Facebook, okay, doing live talk shows for all her friends and, you know, but you know what? I'm not going to say nothing. Hey, oh well, okay. Hey, what can I do?
What can you do? What can you say? Because anything you say, you're going to be wrong.
Oh yeah.
Everything you do is going to be wrong. And that's why I'm just like, listen to the youth, man. Educate yourself. Forget all this social media or try to, you know, turn it down just a notch because it's not real. Social media is not real. It's designed to keep you focused, to knock you off your game, from taking care of what you need to take care of. Youth, if you got parents or a good male figure or a good mom figure, listen, they're not telling you these stories for no reason. You know what I'm saying? You got to stay focused.
Yep.
You got to stay in the fight. But some of them don't even know how to fight.
Nope, because nobody's giving them the tools to know how to fight. That fight.
And that's sad.
Nobody's saying you're going to be perfect. Nobody's saying it's going to, you know, like I said, you're going to fall a couple of times. You're going to fail a lot. It's going to be a lot of times in your life you're going to fail at things, but that doesn't mean you give up and say, oh, well, I failed. Never. No, you don't give up. You keep going.
Exactly.
You keep going.
Even though some of them ain't built like that because they can't keep going because their jeans too tight.
Oh,
balls can't breathe. And it's like their ass is sewn together because of the jeans. Or the jeans is hanging off their pants, so they walking like a penguin.
I don't understand how they do. I don't understand how you, the pants is tight, but then the pants is below your behind, like below your behind, your drawers. I don't understand how you, like, how do you function that way every day?
Listen, that's not manly. I don't care what anybody says.
No, not at all. Hell no.
Man don't show off his drawers unless someone asks to see him.
Right, absolutely.
You're
absolutely right.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, man, I've seen them, and I mean, they got the whole underwear. It's like, how do you, like, who wants to see your drawers? Nobody wants to see your drawers like that.
I don't know, man. We stuck in the fishbowl. We stuck.
Yeah, with no water.
We, like flipping around on gravel.
Yep.
Or shallow water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but so I think this will be our last show until the new year. And we will come back fresh. You know, we'll take next week off, holiday week.
Okay.
And we'll come back fresh in January. What do you think?
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds good. Sounds good. You know, then we could reflect on, you know.
Yeah, definitely want to give a shout out. Want to give a shout out to our peoples on Blog Talk Radio, Absolute Truth. They take a little bit of hiatus, you know. What's up to Hot Rod? Meet you, B. You know, Sean Black, hope all is well with you guys. And, you know, happy holidays to everyone. Happy holidays,
happy
Big
holidays.
Red.
Happy holidays, brother.
And, thank you. And we wish everyone beautiful, safe holiday. And
everyone.
A happy and prosperous new year. You know, get it popping.
Right.
Listen, whatever you start, whatever you set out to do, just do it. Don't be a person that just sit back and talk about it. Be about it. Get it done.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of people that were getting things done that didn't. That's not going to make it into 2017.
Mm-hmm. Goddamn right.
You know, may they rest in peace. Or it could be other things. It could have got locked up or whatever, but. While you got your freedom, while you got your health, which is number one before anything else, you know, start making those moves and do what you have to do. You know, time waits for no man or woman.
That's right. Absolutely.
You know, in life, you know, the real world, in life, it doesn't discriminate. The universe doesn't discriminate.
That's right.
So, you know, handle your scandal, man.
Handle
your scandal to the youth. What's up? And what? What's up?
Make sure that it's Santa Claus that's coming down that chimney. On Christmas Day. Make sure. All right? Doggone it.
Well, if you ain't got a chimney, there's somebody in your house still messing with your cookies. You better call the cops.
Oh, God. That's right.
I read.
All right.
We'll catch you on the next one. All right, so everybody,
y'all be safe.
Talk Radio, the menu, another one in the can. Y'all be easy. Peace.
Peace.
Later, Red.
All right, later.